Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Franey.
Hour number three. Coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now. And buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Tis time to talk to a writer who's the biggest writer on his website that he contributes to, and his website just happens to be the biggest website in the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
You know, all last year we talked about how this month exceeded last month and it's the biggest month ever for gun sales. We did that all year last year, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And still, even though we're not breaking records in July, we had a pretty good month, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And it's really rather interesting because even though we dropped the number of gun sales from compared to last year by about 40%, 44%, I guess, it was still the second highest July on record.
Yep.
I mean, so it appears to me that we have sort of a new normal. We've got all these new gun owners. At one point, the National Shooting Sports Foundation estimated that 40% of the new buyers, of the buyers, were new gun buyers, which amounted to about 8 million new gun owners in 2020. That's a lot of new gun owners.
Yeah.
And so with these increased number of gun owners and with people in the gun culture being concerned about things like, well, you know, a Biden presidency, you know, a radical socialist Democrat party that seems to be unconcerned about the rule of law or the Constitution. So what we have here is a level of gun purchases that seems to have permanently gone up a significant amount. And in the next closest year after July of 2021 was July of 2016, which was a massive record year for the time period. And there were about 1.22 million new guns sold in July of 2016. In July of 2021, 1.25 million, a bit more. And last year in this incredible record-breaking year in which over 21 million new guns were sold in the whole year, it was 1.84 million new guns in July of 2020. So we are at this, we've come to a new plateau where more and more guns are being purchased, even though we are now at a level of about 475 million guns, privately owned guns, in the United States. And that's just not a, that's not just a number from the top of my head. It's a well-recognized procedure that I followed that was popularized by Gary Kleck after it was initiated by a couple of people who were trying to figure out how many private guns there were in the United States. But,
right.
but they only went as far as the early 1980s, and then Kleck extended it from there, and then I have extended his method from there. And we're not alone. The Small Arms Survey out of Switzerland is considered one of the most objective sources of data on how many guns there are in various countries around the world. They have a somewhat anti-Second Amendment, anti-private citizens owning gun slant, but they, I have to give them credit, they attempt to find reality. They're not just completely biased. And their estimate done a couple of years ago was with, and my estimate, were within about 3% of each other, which is extraordinarily close. These numbers are not that easy to quantify and to be certain of, because we don't have, generally do not have gun registration in the United States. We have records
right.
of how many are sold, but that's not the same thing. And so trying to determine exactly how many guns there are is a difficult thing. And I consider it a positive achievement that both the Small Arms Survey and I came to within about 3% difference in our estimates of how many privately owned guns there were at the time. But that was a couple of years ago. I've updated the estimate, and they have not yet. They probably will at some point in the future.
Now, do we have any data for 2021 on how many more new gun owners we had that joined the ranks?
I have not seen anything this year about estimates of new gun owners. Now, that would be I'd like to see the National Shooting Sports Foundation do a survey on it, because that's what the estimate was based on in 2020, was a survey done by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. It's not that easy to find out, because how do you determine whether somebody is a new gun owner or already has one? Well, you have to ask them. And, you know, there isn't any registration list that say, oh, this one is a new gun owner and they never had a gun before, because we don't have a general registration list. I am unaware of any survey that has been done this year, but my gut feeling, you know, scientific wild-ass, guess, swag, is that there are probably as many new gun owners this year proportionally as there were last year. Because there's only about, we figure about a third of the adults in the United States own guns. So there's plenty of room for that number to expand to 50% or 60% or 80% or however it finally reaches. So I expect that there are considerable numbers of new gun owners this year as well, but we don't have any hard figures on that.
Just FYI, that word is okay. The only reason I never go down that pathway is I'm afraid it's going to cause a cascade because of some of the stuff I talk about.
Well, sure, and I understand that. And it's actually a term that's used in science a little bit, because when you don't have any data, but you've looked at a lot of different sources, and you say, well, you know, from all the experience we have, this is a scientific wild the Burroughs guess.
Yeah.
You know, so it's called a swag. And the thing is that when you have a fair amount of experience, those things are often in the ballpark, because you may not have direct hard facts, but you have inferences based on other data.
Right. Coming up on the first break, this article, by the way, this article that I'm referencing, this is on Ammoland.com. You go to all contributors at the bottom of right hand of the page. It'll take you to another page where you look to, there'll be two columns. Dean will be midway down on the left hand side. Click on that and this will pop up in his, and now if you decide to page down and look at his articles, you're going to be doing that a while. You're going to be doing that one for a minute, because he's got well over 1,800 articles at Ammoland.com, all waiting for you to go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary 3% precision binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary triggers, a loose line, militia line, Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and you've got an article there. I'm curious about this simply because they pulled their masks off, and now they're riding along thinking they're delusional. But apparently Shannon Squeaky Watts and the rest of the Moms Demand Attention groups have decided they're going to gear up and they're going to take this election on. They're going to persevere.
That's right. And of course they're backed by Michael Bloomberg's 65, I don't know how many billions he has these days. I'm sure it's gone up significantly in the last year or so. So they've got deep pockets, and they're running something called Demand a Seat, which is allegedly going to train up candidates for the 2022 elections and put more anti-gun votes into Congress.
All right. Well, don't they have a few? They got a few problems besides. It's not all moonlight and roses for this particular operation. They're the ones, they're trying to mask everybody up again.
Are they involved in masking?
Well, the Democrats are.
Oh, the Democrats. Oh, I thought you were talking about the moms.
The moms are part of the Democrats. The template is the same. The template is the same. They'll tell us if we don't ban assault rifles and if we don't have universal background checks, it'll be war in the streets. Then we hear, if you don't mask up, you're going to die. There's always a, if you don't do as we say and give up certain rights of yours that we're demanding you give up, you're going to die.
The folks at Moms Demand Action and Everytown, they claim that they're nonpartisan. But, of course, that's just the smallest of fig leaves to cover what they really are, which is a Democratic Political Action Committee that is ostensibly targeted at taking away gun rights from law-abiding Americans. That's what they admit to. What they don't admit to is the fact that they back Democrats almost exclusively, probably really exclusively, all over the country, and coordinate their actions with the Democratic Party and elect Democratic candidates to office from local all the way up to Congress.
Well, that's what they do, but at the same time, looking at what they... I'm surprised they're putting... They're really... The whole, to me, while they're out there making a bunch of noise, the Democrats and the whole control agenda is on the ropes.
It is, and if you look at their track record, it's not very good. In 2020, I want to say that Bloomberg came out and said he was going to invest, I can't remember if it was $20 million or $200
million. A lot of money.
It was a lot of money electing these same kind of candidates all over the country, and his record was very poor. I think he lost more than he won. Now he has had some big successes, one of which was basically buying the Virginia House of Delegates, and he managed. That was a close balance in favor of the Republicans, and he threw an awful lot of money into those elections back in, I want to say, 2017 or 18, and he flipped the House blue, and that has resulted in the passage of a lot of gun control bills in Virginia. However, in general, as on the whole, his record has been very poor. He spent an awful lot of money, not for him, but for the rest of us, an awful lot of money getting very little done. And that's not even talking about his presidential run.
his presidential run was abysmal.
Yeah.
What did he win? He won American Samoa, right?
Yeah, he got a few delegates from American Samoa and sunk almost $1 billion into that effort. So that was quite the ROI there.
So, anyway, I look at what they're talking about, and, you know, when you look at what the moms demand attention are doing, you know, and you look at, they're trying to get into every level of politics, and this is why I say they're Democrats, because they're playing that game, and, you know, they talk about, they've got a list of people of who've sought office and gotten it. Some of these places, you know, like Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, that doesn't surprise me. She's the mayor there, and I don't think she had anything. It had anything to do in particular with the Moms Demand Attention.
Probably
she,
not.
She has proven herself to be quite leftist.
Yeah, and that's not somebody you really want to brag about. She has been widely regarded as a disaster for the city of Atlanta.
Right.
I think the police force there has been in almost open rebellion against her. That's not somebody you want to brag about. The most biggest success, I don't know, David Jolly of Florida. Lucy McBath is probably their biggest success story from Georgia, and she's in the U.S. House, and she has been one of their spokesmen. I believe she lost a child in a shooting, a drive-by, something like that, years ago, and signed on with Moms Demand, and she's better than most of the moms. She's smarter. She does well on camera, and they pushed her hard, and she won a seat in 2020.
Well, the thing about this is that in 2022, I think that's going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats, and all of these great gains they're rolling around out there and all this other stuff are going to, I mean, it just came out today, like in Atlanta with Keisha Lance Bottoms. The Bloods took over that area after Rayshard Brooks was shot there, that autonomous zone. That was under the control of the Bloods.
Well,
that came out. That came out today. And, you know, that's not controlling the city. That's not controlling the city. We're coming up on the next break. You can find this article about the moms. You'll see Squeaky's picture there. That's where I found it. And thetruthaboutguns.com, very prolific, on the cutting edge. Breaking news is really breaking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thousands of U.S. troops are headed to Kabul to evacuate Americans and Afghan translators from the embassy as Taliban forces now control about half of Afghanistan's territories. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby on Friday saying Afghan leaders still have a chance to fight back.
This is a moment for the Afghans to unite, the leadership and in the military. No outcome has to be inevitable here.
He says the U.S. is closely watching the situation on the ground. A group of moderate Democrats is threatening to not support the $3.5 trillion Democratic budget bill unless House Speaker Nancy Pelosi brings the $1 trillion infrastructure package to a vote first. This as a group of progressive lawmakers say they won't vote for the infrastructure package until the budget bill is passed first. USA Radio News. The Homeland Security Secretary makes a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has reached unprecedented numbers of people trying to illegally get into our country. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the border Thursday.
The rise in encounters of migrants at the southern border began in April of 2020, last year, but the increase is most certainly sharper over the past several months and greater than in June.
No policy changes were announced at Thursday's press conference. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The CDC now recommending that adults with compromised immune systems now receive a booster shot of a coronavirus vaccine. Compromised adults who can receive a booster shot include HIV and cancer patients. The move comes less than 24 hours after the FDA amended the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's and Moderna's vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And let's talk about this one right here, the ghost gun. The supposition here, there's a lawsuit alleging that Polymer 80 negligently and unlawfully sold an untraceable home-assembled gun kit that resulted in an attack on some L.A. County Sheriff's deputies.
Yeah, this was a pretty high-profile shooting last year during the height of the troubles in a number of cities, Los Angeles included, and your listeners may have seen the video of this because it was caught on a security camera. There were a couple of L.A. County deputies sitting in a black and white SUV near a Los Angeles Metro rail station, and a man walks up to the passenger side window, raises a gun, and opens fire on both of them. And hit both of them. Fortunately, both deputies recovered. And they did finally find the man and arrested him.
and they determined that the gun he used was made from a kit. It was a .40 caliber handgun made from a Polymer 80 kit, apparently. And as a result, our friends at Everytown, in other words, Michael Bloomberg financed attorneys, along with the two wounded deputies, are suing Polymer 80 for selling this ghost gun.
Now, is that, I know that they did a raid on Polymer 80 a while back where they went and they were looking for lists of people that had bought the kit. Has that ever been deemed illegal?
I have not heard what the status of that is. I tried to find that out from the folks at Polymer 80, but they are understandably closed mouth about that right now. But that, yeah, that was the ATF that carried out that raid. And again, going back to that, the reason that they targeted Polymer 80 as opposed to some other kit sellers, such as Adrian Arms and some others, is Polymer 80 sold a complete kit, all the parts you needed to build a firearm in one box. No one else did that. Everybody else sold the parts in two separate boxes, like two separate items. Why that is a distinction, I don't understand. It's ludicrous. There's no reason if you're buying, you want to build your own gun and you want to buy the kit. Yeah, I don't see that there's any significant difference whether it comes in one box or two. But apparently that's the justification on which the ATF hung their reason for their raid. They were claiming that Polymer 80, by selling these kits in a single box, were in effect selling firearms. And I've not heard the results of where that situation stands. I don't believe that they've been charged with illegally selling firearms. I think that this is now all being rolled up into the proposed regulatory changes that the ATF wants to make on gun parts and kits, that type of thing. But there you are.
But it is not yet. It has not been changed yet to where it is negligent or illegal for them to sell that.
No, the comment period on the proposed rule is just coming to a close, I think, in the next few days. And then the ATF will have the job of sorting through those, because by law, they have to respond to every one of those comments that isn't a duplicate or isn't just an outright rant. Foul language rant, they don't have to respond to those. But by law, they have to do that. That process can take months or even years, which is why we have been encouraging our readers and a lot of other gun rights-oriented people have been encouraging as many people as possible to register their comments, enter their comments into the Federal Register under the proposed ruling, and let them know what you think. Make it cogent, make it intelligent, make it don't use foul language, because if you do, they automatically throw those out and they won't have to answer that kind of thing.
Right.
But we want them to have to answer as many of these as possible so that it takes as long as possible to get this done.
Now, could Congress at some point with ATF, because ATF, they keep getting called to the Hill. They keep going way beyond what they're supposed to be. They keep doing things they shouldn't be doing. They, I find it interesting right now that Mexico is suing gun makers now after Fast and Furious. They didn't sue Barack Obama, for example.
Yes.
Or the ATF or the FBI or Hillary Clinton or the whoever the Attorney General was at the time. Well, which one was it? I can't remember which one. Was it a dude? Whatever it was, you know what I'm talking about. Now they want to do that now, but, I mean, couldn't the ATF conceivably be pulled back and say, you guys don't really have this kind of power? We'll tell you what kind of power you got.
That would require a stiffness of spine and a fortitude of will that the Congress has almost never had. They like it, especially the Congress as it's currently made up, likes the fact that the ATF has wide latitude in interpreting the vaguely written laws that Congress writes, and then they can be wound up or influenced to ratchet up enforcement efforts and limit guns or that people can buy basically by fiat. So most of Congress likes that. Is it possible for Congress to write clearer laws and more strictly limit what the ATF can do in terms of interpreting those? Absolutely. But I don't think that they have much of an incentive to do that.
Well, you know what? What we should do is start a movement and go around and get 150 candidates and 150 U.S. House representative races, get 40 candidates in Senate races, and do a whole Newt Gingrich on this and get out there and say, we're going to write clear, concise law. We're going to pull these guys back. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen. You know, get out there and push the president, get whether it's DeSantis or Trump, give them something that they would like, which, you know, Trump's still smarting from the deep state, and DeSantis, I'm sure, doesn't like it much either. And just go after that. That's what we ought to do. I'll run. Will you run?
I'm not sure I'd want to run for office. Those are some of the last people in the world I want to be.
Think of the lunches we could have, Dan. Think of the lunches we could have. Listen, hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. You can find this article on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, along with some sort of something about everything in the gun culture. Gun tests, politics, latest news, latest reviews. They have it all there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolution. Position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Let's talk about the Smith & Wesson case where they have been ordered to turn over internal marketing documents. Now, was this just a fishing expedition where they were trying to find something? Is this one of these, well, show me the company and I can find the crime kind of things? Did they do something? I missed all of this.
Yeah, it's a little of both. If you remember back to the lawsuit in Connecticut following Newtown, Remington had was sold. I'm sorry, sued based on the advertising for Bushmaster rifles, claiming that it somehow induced the killer's mother to buy the gun, or it was somehow misleading, whatever. It was a method to skirt the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And so far it's been pretty successful. In fact, last week, what's left of Remington offered the plaintiffs $33 million to settle it. I don't know how that's going to come out. This is a similar effort. Apparently, Smith & Wesson ran some commercials or ads in New Jersey, and I've not seen the ads. I'm guessing this was probably just some magazine ads that appeared on newsstands in New Jersey, you know, in Recoil or Guns and Ammo or Gun Digest or something like that. But I don't know that. I'm not sure what ad they're basing this on. But wherever it appeared, it was enough of an excuse for the Attorney General of New Jersey to claim that the ads were false. He said that the ads claimed that gun use
would make people safer. And he said that was, they provided no evidence for that. And he wants to hold manufacturers liable for that.
Hmm.
So he sent, last fall, he subpoenaed Smith & Wesson for documents, internal documents that having to do with the formulation of their marketing efforts. That obviously did not go over well in Springfield, Massachusetts, and Smith & Wesson, in return, sued the Attorney General and said, this is just a fishing expedition, we've done nothing wrong, we are not going to comply with the subpoena. A court threw that out, throughout Smith & Wesson's suit, and the Attorney General then sued Smith & Wesson to try and force their compliance with that subpoena. This week, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled for the state of New Jersey and said that Smith & Wesson has to turn over these documents. We'll see. I'm guessing it's going to move into federal court from here, but I don't know that. But that's the genesis here. And all of this is a transparent attempt, again, to get around PLCAA and get at gun companies because they can't be sued for the unlawful use of their firearms when their firearms are sold legally and, through normal retail channels. If somebody then subsequently commits a crime using one of those guns, they have protection under the PLCAA. That sticks in the craw of every gun grabber in the country, most notably of which is President Biden. He mentioned that himself in the Rose Garden a few months ago, when he was laying out his gun control plans, and he said if he had one wish, if he could get one thing done in the world, it would be to repeal the PLCAA. Why? Because that would allow Everytown, Giffords, Brady, and all the rest, and all these attorney generals, to sue the gun industry into bankruptcy. That's what they want most of all.
Well, and they'd be able to sue them just because this is what this lawsuit is, right? Just because they were like, well, that's not true. I mean, they looked at the advertising and they say in the advertising copy that there's something in there saying, if you own a gun, your life is so much better.
Yeah, again, I'm just going by the media reports of this act because I have not been able to find the ad itself.
Right.
So the company ran local commercials to claim, quote, gun use would make people safer, unquote, without providing evidence or acknowledging New Jersey laws that limit where guns can be carried, the attorney general said. So, again, without seeing it myself, I'm not going to rely on that. I don't know what these ads said, so I can't make a judgment. Now, the question is then, what the attorney general is going to try to do is, at minimum, he's going to try to embarrass Smith & Wesson. Because you can imagine when you've got internal discussions on marketing and promotions and things like that, all kinds of things get proposed and thrown up against the wall, and most of them get shot down, and then, they're not used. And, there could be potentially embarrassing ideas on how to promote the sale of their products. So at minimum, the state of New Jersey would love to embarrass one of the biggest names in firearms.
I hope they didn't run that ad. I really hope they didn't run that ad.
Again, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. Don't know what that ad really said.
So, I mean, you handle advertising. I handle advertising. Have you ever, like, with the ad that they were talking about with Adam Lanza and all that other stuff, Have they ever even proven with him that he saw said ad? Wouldn't that have to be what, I mean, I'm sure his mother, had she known, I'm sure the ad, if there was such an ad, would never have influenced her one way or the other because she was a female.
Well, remember, just to be clear, Adam Lanza did not buy the gun that he used.
No, he did not. He shot his mom in the face and stole it from her.
His mother, exactly. His mother bought that gun. His mother owned it. She's the one who bought it, and he stole that from her. So we don't know whether she saw it or not. There's probably no way in the world to prove that she saw it, let alone whether it influenced her buying decision at all.
Right.
More likely than not, it was whatever the guy behind the gun counter recommended, because that's when most people who walk into a gun store and have never bought an AR before, that's usually what affects their buying decision most, is the recommendation of the guy behind the counter.
Yeah, or whatever's on sale. Or
That too.
Whatever coupons are out there. I just find that whole thing interesting that they get out there. If advertising worked as good as they say it does, can you imagine how much money we'd be making right now?
Exactly. And if gun owners were as dangerous as they say they are, and if guns were as dangerous as they say they are, there'd be
no gun grabbers.
Exactly. Which, of course, isn't the case at all. The number of accidents and crimes that are related with guns are infinitesimal when compared to the number of people in this country that own firearms and the number of guns that are out.
Listen, thanks very much for shifting the way you did. I really appreciate that. It sounded great.
Well, thank you, sir. Always happy to oblige.
Dan Zimmerman, he's a major radio star now. He just doesn't know it. Thank you very much for joining me. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Coming up next, it's going to be Keita Bussey and the Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.